Your library. Hello to Mrs. Edwards. Nice to have you tuned in. And also good morning to Russ in King, North Carolina. Russ, I agree with your email 100% about all of the subtleties and intricate lyrics of the song Creek Alley. And speaking of libraries, Carnegie Library's summer reading program is back bigger and better than ever. There are a bunch of kickoff events that are taking place during the month of June, encouraging you to visit your library, to get a library card. And that's especially important, to get a card, even if you don't have one. And we'll talk in a minute about that. Marta Honoris is here with us. And Marta, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy to have you with us today. It's our first Pittsburgh summer reading program together that we get to spend, I think, because you're relatively new to the Carnegie system, right?
I've been around for a while, but this is one of my first years running the summer reading program.
Ah,
so it's been really exciting.
Yeah, I knew it was new for you in this mm-hmm. program. How long have you been at the library?
Oh, so I've actually been around. I'm an old-timer now. I've been around since 2014. I used to run the Woods Run branch on the north side.
I remember now because that's a branch that we've gone to a number of times. And I mm-hmm. love... I love the way the summer reading program is designed this year, because you're going to be having programs all over the community, and I'll let you take it away to describe the approach you're taking this year.
Yeah, we're really excited to celebrate all the fun things that are happening over the summer, including the Olympics. We're doing sort of like a team approach to summer reading, and all of our locations have really fun team names, like Beast Liberty. And so when people sign up, they're choosing their favorite neighborhood branch, and they're choosing that team. And so there's a little bit of a friendly competition now to hopefully help your summer reading branch win summer reading. Not only are you reading for yourself, but you're also reading for your team this year.
And it's all part of the Readapalooza Book Bowl, I believe.
Readapalooza Book Bowl, yes. So it's a mouthful, but it's really fun, yes. And so all locations are participating, and there's lots of prizes. There's a bingo challenge. Students in the Pittsburgh Public School System are also participating. So it's a citywide event.
It sounds great. And you can find a complete list at carnegielibrary.org. Before we brought you on the air, I was starting to mention how important it is to get a library card. I always like to stress this, because there are some families that share a single card, but it's really important that everybody have a library card. First, it builds the great habit of using and interacting with libraries for your entire life. But secondly, there are some funding programs that will take a look at how many library cards have been taken out by this system to try to help show usage. Is that still the case?
So statistics are important in terms of funding. And so the more libraries are used in different ways, whether it's library cards, program statistics, circulations, all those kinds of things, they are important in terms of how libraries get funded, and because every year we do reporting. But, you know, library cards provide access to so much things. You know, it goes beyond checking out books. You know, we have RadPass, and we have ebooks, and we have Hoopla. We have so many things. And so, tier.com for students. So yeah, library cards, very important.
Yeah, and it's a great chance every summer, you know, inventory your wallet. Make sure you have one. Make sure your kids have one. I'm looking at all of these events. Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium, there's an event on the 22nd. There's one featuring Orion, the amazing, spectacular circus at Knoxville. It's worth just going to the website to see all of these events that are coming up. And then towards the end of the summer, there will be the big celebration. Are there any other aspects of the summer reading program you'd like to mention?
Well, our big kickoff is at Hill District on June 18th, if you want to join us for that. The Pittsburgh Zoo will be there for that. And then, like you said, August 11th is our end of summer reading closing ceremony extravaganza. And there'll be a huge festival at our main library in Oakland. We'd love to see everyone there. But throughout the summer, all of our neighborhood branches will have tons of things happening. So go visit, you know, your local library. There's lots of fun things going on.
Excellent. And we'll look forward to the Hill District kickoff on June 18th. As you know, we're doing an oral history project in the Hill District summer, and we're excited about that. Is the best way to find out more information to go to Carnegie Library's website?
Yeah, carnegielibrary.org/summer reading.
Excellent. And I noticed the chat feature there now, too. One of the great things about Carnegie Library is you can call or chat. If there's information you're looking for, you'll always get a response in a relatively short period of time. The library is a lot more, it's more and more every day. We're really fortunate, and I'm glad we're able to celebrate together this summer. Thank you for joining us, Marta. So good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. That's Marta Honores from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, and the 2024 Readapalooza Book Bowl is going to be kicking off throughout the system this month with a special celebration at the Hill District branch on June 18th. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and SLBRadio.org.
Slipping through the woods, Dooley kept behind him all and never lost his good. Now Dooley was a traitor when into town he'd come. Sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum. Dooley, slipping up the holler. Dooley, trying to make a dollar. Dooley, gimme a swaller and I'll pay you back someday.
That is from an album called Earl Jam, new into our library. Tony Trischka, along with Molly Tuttle and Sam Bush on Dooley this morning here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And the Soundhound is going to be by in just a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Hello to Patrick in Stanton Heights, Susie in Alexandria, Virginia, and Jim in Black Ridge. It's good to have each of you here with us.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Last week's on-air segments, including 8th grade pianist and Pittsburgh Concert Society honoree Janine Zhao, U.S. Presidential Scholar Aneri Shefchi, and Western Swing Band Motators and the Gravy Train are all available at slbradio.org/catalog. We hope you'll visit. There you can stream and download features from years and years of on-air broadcasts, as well as off-air features created by youth at our Youth Media Center. Well, now it is time to see if you are able to identify this morning's sound as found by the Soundhound. Is he here yet? Oh, there he is. I never know. Exactly when he's going to show up and do what he needs to do. Soundhound, are you ready? Okay. Let's see if we can get the sound. Got it. And here is the sound for this week. (412) 200-5975. Once again, If you can identify that sound, you will have solved the Sound Hound puzzle. We'll give the Sound Hound a little kibble and invite your phone calls and guesses at 412-200-5975.
We are living in the Great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. Can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. I am alone, I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom. I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open. Imperfection in me, my crime. In humility, I will listen. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living beneath a great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together. Some in power, some in pain. Worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. On this journey through thoughts and feelings, finding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together. I'm preparing to do my part. All of those and be my guide, loving lessons that I will follow. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living beneath the great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. Have been with us since life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We can balance at the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live together. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living beneath the great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. Some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
That's Pat Humphreys and an earlier version of Swimming to the Other Side. In fact, that one goes back quite a ways, Emma's Revolution. And Holly Near did that song, and Pat is part of those groups when she does it, but I thought you'd enjoy that version. We've had a lot of guesses on our Sound Hound's sound, some correct, some creative. Here is the sound once again. Are you ready? What is this the sound of? Bill and a Homer City had a guess of click clacks. Remember those marbles on a string that you would click over and under? Then he came up with the correct answer. Brian had a guess of cracking ice. And then his second guess was more or less correct.
Oh, Charlie, he's a good old man.
Oh, John in Economy thought it might be the sound of playing jacks. It does sound like that. Onesies and twosies and threesies and all of those things. It is not playing jacks. And he also notes, John does, that jacks are more menacing to feet than Legos. I would agree. Jacks probably send more people to the ER than Legos. Pete and Penny, hello. They are in South Hold, New York, and it's nice to have you tuned in this morning. They have the exact correct answer, precisely. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Here is Tegan telling us that Larkin thinks it's a hammer. Otis thinks it's a fuse and then a hammer. Drew thinks it might be a metronome. And Tegan thinks it's a knife chopping things. Well, it's actually none of those. What it is this. Ty in Valencia, working with his son Jack, got it exactly correct. Well done, Ty and Jack. Jesse in Point Breeze came up with a particular item. I need this. I need this chair, and I need this paddle ball thing. It's not that, but that's a great guess. Thank you, Jesse. 412-200-5975. If you hear what this is, you're actually in the minority. We've had a lot of guesses that have been incorrect so far. Here it is again. Let's see, Russ just got it. Well done, Russ. Russ described it and got it exactly correctly. We'll give you another moment or two, 412-200-5975, to see if you're able to come up with the correct answer, 412-200-5975. In just a moment or two, we'll share the answer with you, but we'd love to give you another moment to come up with it, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. I think I've acknowledged every guest. Good morning to Bonnie up on Observatory Hill, who knew our high clue answer earlier, and I missed acknowledging her correct answer. Thank you, Bonnie, for listening this morning. Tom thought it might be hitting a nail or a peg or a dowel into an object. And there is that tapping sound. Oh, Caden thought it could be wooden sticks. Caden's mom, Annie, thinks it could be a ping pong ball being hit and then bouncing away. Let's listen to it again. Angie came up with the correct answer. she is in Mars. And Gail in Stanton Heights came up with the correct answer as well. John in Economy Borough got it correct just now. And good to hear from Pete and Penny in Southold, New York. They got it exactly correct. I think I mentioned Ty and Jack in Valencia. Linda in Collier also got it. How about you? Did you figure it out? Well, it might help. You did not need to get into this much specificity. But if you listen very, very carefully, you either have a 5 and a 5, a 4 and a 6, or a 6 and a 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's rolling dice and moving the piece on a game board to get there. And it could be, we were thinking Monopoly, but it could be just about any game you choose. Drew, just before I revealed the answer, thought it might be a kinetic ball desk toy. Great guess. And I think I've now acknowledged all of the answers. We were looking for the sound of playing a board game. Playing a board game. Congratulations to you if you came up with the correct answer. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you once again if you were able to come up with the sound of rolling dice and playing a board game. That's what we were looking for this morning.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood,
and hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood.
I take a
Greyhound
on the Hudson River line,
cause I'm in
a New York
state of mind.
Well, do you like the way that sounds? The only thing that could be better is if you were listening to it performed live right in front of you, and you'll have a chance to do just that when Vocal Confluence presents two shows, June 15th and June 16th, at First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood. And Steve Hawkins is here with us from Vocal Confluence. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. Just fine.
That ensemble sounds terrific. And you've got a great program planned. I love the name of it. It's called I Want to Be Brave. I would love to know more about it. Or I Want to See You Be Brave is the name of it.
Right.
Tell us a bit about what you have planned for that weekend.
Well, it's going to be quite a concert. May I say that why come? And that's because VC, as we call ourselves, is bigger and better than ever, really, quite literally. We have 51 active singers in our membership, which is about double from 2 years ago, and we're expecting 47 performers to be on the risers in the chorus.
Wow, that's amazing.
We have so many people who wanted to be in a small group. We have 8 small groups, quartet from quartets to an octet, performing that we can only do 4 per show. So there will be small groups, there will be the chorus, and we're better than ever because we have qualified, as you may know, to be at the Barbershop Harmony Society International Contest next month in Cleveland.
I did not know that. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And we're the first chorus from the Pittsburgh area chapters to ever qualify for international. So we'll be singing on July 5th. Live streaming for that is available through the BHS, Barbershop Harmony Society, website. Now back to our concert next weekend. We're also having a special guest quartet who is GQ, and they're one of the best female quartets in the world. They're from Baltimore area. They've taken 3rd place in Sweet Adeline's. They have taken 4th place in the Barbershop Harmony Society International. They have their own unique sound. They've performed internationally. They've been featured twice on Prairie Home Companion. They've performed their own arrangements of contemporary songs. They've recorded 3 albums. They're just a group not to be missed.
That sounds like a great lineup. Tell me about the name you came up with, I Want to See You Be Brave. Does that relate to getting on stage and singing out?
Well, it's actually related to anything. Because we have had our own arrangement done of the Sarah Bareilles song Brave, and that is that's where that comes from.
I see.
And that will be on our program. We also have done had a custom arrangement done of Beautiful by Christina Aguilera. Both of them were done for Vocal Confluence, and Brave will be the first public performance ever on the next weekend.
Now, these shows are at the First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood, June 15th. That one starts at 6 o'clock. And then June 16th at 3 o'clock, a nice hall, a laid-back place where you can really listen and enjoy. And is there, I would imagine the website is the best place to look for tickets. And I know, given the popularity, you imagine, you know, every performer probably has 3 or 4 friends or family members that are going to come. And that doesn't mean you're not welcome, but what it means is that seats are limited. So you'll want to maybe reserve a ticket in advance if this is something that really interests you. And you can go straight to the website to do that.
Yes, that's the way to do it. We are, for this concert, charging $20 plus a small credit card fee if you use a credit card for what we call preferred seating, and $10 for children and students. But we also, in order to make our shows available and accessible to everyone, we still have a pay-what-you-can-if-you-can policy, too. So preferred seating, you'll want to reserve a ticket, we still have come in, and we want to have people there.
You bet. And this is a nonprofit venture, VocalConfluence.org is the website. That you can go to. Steve, we just have a couple more seconds. I wanted to ask you, clearly not for next week, but if people want to get involved, I would imagine you're always looking for singers and enthusiastic folks. What's the best way to go about doing that?
Well, on our website, there's a way if you would like to come as a guest to one of our rehearsals. There's a very short form, just name, contact info, how you found us through our website, and we will get it and be back in touch with you and arrange when would be the best time to come as a guest. So, yes, we are still looking for people. I want to mention also that Vocal Confluence is an all-gender chorus, and the song Brave is... it's representing that.
Excellent.
Very much.
It's nice to see that even, you know, we've supported barbershop style harmony since our very beginning here at SLB. And it's nice to see ensembles becoming more inclusive and to make it more about the music than about gender or any other difference people might have. And Vocal Confluence, by your very name, you've been a big part of that all along. So thank you.
Thank you. We certainly try to be.
Well, thanks, Steve. Hope to see you soon. We would love to get you performing here sometime soon, too. And the concerts are at First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood, June 15th at 6 and June 16th at 3. VocalConfluence.org, the website. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Larry.
Take care. Broadcasting live, is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Life Brigade.
I will bring you your good morning coffee. Will you smile? If not now, then have a sip or two and maybe in a while.
Seth Abbott here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I just answered a whole bunch of text messages, emails, social media messages. If I missed yours, my apology. What a busy, busy morning it's been. Thank you for being with us. We have an Afterthoughts puzzle, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. Good morning to Bob Bechtold, playing along on Facebook. And Susan, or is it the other Susan? Never can tell, is also playing along, as is Tom Roberts. Good morning, Tom. Hello, Linus. Tom, we love you and miss you. Huh. Really, Tom? He mentions we were talking about Cole Porter earlier this morning. The anniversary of Cole Porter's birth is tomorrow. He sent along Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks. And it features Tom Roberts in that band. Tom, if you're listening, I'd love to hear more about that. Tom, I tell people about Tom. I mentioned him last week, and a number of people called. Tom is a world-renowned piano player who just happens to be of Pittsburgh, from Pittsburgh, and while he's lived in other places, he's back in his hometown. He's been there for years. Here for years, I should say. It's still lovely. It's delightful. A chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up just for you. And now, we're almost ready to give you a chance for said charge coming up. And that will be right around the corner. In fact, it's right now, we're about to give you an Afterthoughts puzzle. We'll give you three words, and you tell us the one word that naturally follows the three that we give you. Are you ready? We're looking for the word that follows back, work, and park. Back, work, and park. 412-200-5975. Back, work, and park. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Thank you. Well, the guesses are starting to come in. We're looking for the word that naturally follows the three that we gave you just a moment ago. Back, work, and park. Back, work, and park. You could also add wait to that list. Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza features opportunities for parents to meet local businesses offering birthday party services, including venues, entertainment, food, and more. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza takes place Sunday, July 28th from 1 to 5 at the Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South in Bethel Park. More information on the Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza and Macaroni Kid newsletters is available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. And here is a song from Tom Paxton by request. A sentiment that's pretty hard to disagree with.
Peace will come. Let it begin with me. We need peace. And let it begin with me. Oh, my own life is all I can hope to control. Oh, let my life be lived for the good of my soul. Let it bring peace. Sweet peace, peace will come, and let it begin with me.
And we've had a few correct answers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I have one clue that I might give you that would especially help you. Back is probably the most difficult of the clues in what we've given you, because back is a term, it is a legitimate word, but it's used under very specific circumstances. So can you tell us what word follows back, work, park, weight, as in W-E-I-G-H-T, and I'll add group W to the list. Back, work, park, weight, and group W, especially if you knew the mamas and the papas answer earlier this morning, you probably would know the group W hint as well. 412-200-5975. Caden's guess was the first one that I guessed. before I knew the correct answer. And that was pack, as in backpack, work pack. And I suppose you could have a park pack if you felt like it. That's not what we had in mind, but that's a very, very good guess, Caden. Thank you for being with us. Oh, Jim, very good. Jim suggested we add the word picnic. That works, picnic. John and Addie and East Deer came up with the word. I'm going to add the word Johnny to the list. Johnny. Gail in Stanton Heights, fresh back from Maryland, got the correct answer. John in Economy Borough. Oh, I see. John was thinking it could be space, backspace, workspace, and park space. It's getting close. Oh, he says if park were parking, it would be perfect. Like park space, a space where you put your car. Russ came up with entrance, back entrance, work entrance, and park entrance. I think back is the tough one here. Back, park, picnic, wait, group W, Tom and McCandless got it, Jim and Crafton Heights. Nick, listening with Mike and Mars, got the correct answer as well. Larry in Elwood City got it. Group W helped him. And Bob and Freedom came up with the correct answer, as did Susan. And good morning to Craig in Georgia, who mentioned You're the Top, featuring Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks. And I think that is Tom Roberts playing piano. And were you able to come up with the correct answer? Maybe this one was harder. The word we were looking for, bench, park bench, wait bench, work bench. And a backbencher is somebody who sits in the back in Parliament or Congress. It's not a term used in the United States as much as it is in Canada and in other countries, but it leads to the term backbencher, which is a way of saying somebody is not a senior member of a body of that sort. A backbencher is what that person would be called. And Group W bench, well, no, that's not somebody working for the legendary Pittsburgh broadcast company that is no more. That's a reference to the Group W bench in Arlo Guthrie's legendary Alice's Restaurant. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with bench. Johnny Bench, the great baseball player, was another hint that we gave you there. Good morning to Ann Crawford. Nice to have you tuned in, playing along today. Thank you. we are going to celebrate birthdays coming up in just a moment or two. Here's hoping you're tuned in. If you've got a birthday today or in the week ahead, somebody may have sent in your birthday. If you want to let us know about a birthday that is today or that's going to be coming up, please let us know and we'll make sure that we celebrate it together. Linda, half of the dynamic duo in Collier, also knew we were looking for bench, park bench, back bench, work bench, weight bench. Upholstered bench. We could have given upholstered as a clue, although that might have been a little difficult. Talking about Cole Porter a bit this morning, since our Historiddle a couple hours ago featured Cole Porter, whose birthday is June 9th tomorrow. Here is one you might not know that he wrote.
This old theater reminds me of this song. Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in, let me ride through the wide open spaces that I love. Don't fence me in, I wanna be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me out forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Oh, turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the Texas sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountain high. Oh, I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Don't fence Jason and he likes to fiddle around.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the Texas sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountain high, high. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. I don't mean maybe. Don't fence me in. Don't like barbed wire. That's right.
Man. Asleep at the wheel. With Cole Porter's Don't Fence Me In. Lots of birthdays coming up in just a moment. Joe Negri's birthday is coming up this week. He'll be 98 on June 10th. I don't know, Joe, if you're tuned in or not. Joe is a Saturday Light Brigade listener. And we wish you a very, very happy birthday. Today, June 8th, happy birthday to Adeline. Daddy loves you so very much. Hard to believe this is birthday 6 for you, Adeline Joan Boris. Gabriella of Mars also celebrates today, as does Jacob of Castle Shannon from Cynthia, your mom and your dad David, and Olivia of Carnegie. Tomorrow, June 9th, we have Quinn of Brentwood from Mom, Dad, and Porter, Lynn of Squirrel Hill from your family, and Rebecca of Regent Square. On June 10th, in addition to Joe Negri, we have Margarita of Evan City, Matthew of Moon Township, and Jason from Sally. On June 11th, Ethne of Grove City from Dad Vincent, Nora of Evan City from Mom and Dad, John of Scott Township from wife Sandy and daughter Adrienne. On June 12th, Christopher from your mom and dad, Anna of Calorie from your family, and Addie of East Deer. Happy birthday to you from husband John and all of your family. On June 13th, we have Tyler of McKeesport from Grandma Teresa. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you, Tyler. Michaela of Baden from Mom Shelley and Dad Tony. And it's nice that you're all here in the Baden area. Michaela, not sure where you're living these days. You might be just about anywhere, but I'm glad the Braylick family is back in southwestern Pennsylvania. Maya of Squirrel Hill, happy birthday to you on June 13th. And Joe Kennedy, happy birthday, Joe. On June 14th, we have Robbie Bayshore, Karen of Allison Park, Lark of Point Breeze, Barbara from Allen, and finally Mark of Halsopple, Pennsylvania. Would you like to hear a birthday greeting on the radio? All you need to do is send the information to us. Our address, slb at slbradio.org, or you can go to slbradio.org/radio. Scroll to the bottom and you'll see a button that you can click to add birthdays using a form online. Include the birthday person's postal address and we'll make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed United States governmental employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, Katie Kears. I see Walter out there somewhere. Walter Cotta, there he is. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU, PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org. Is a group called the Hillbenders. And we're going to play Guess Who in just a moment or two.